الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: ولا تركنوا إلى الذين ظلموا فتمسكم النار. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. The greatest asset that we have got, and Allah makes us conscious of it all the time, is Iman. Iman on Allah Ta'ala with all the requisites of Iman. Akhirat, Qabr, Taqdeer, what we read in Iman-i-Mufassal. This is the greatest ni'mat that Allah has given to us. And Allah Ta'ala has given it to all of us, and that is that we were born in a Muslim home, so we automatically we became Muslims. But that is just Iman which we have got, which we have inherited. Then to work on that Iman and to find out the reality of going out in Jamaat, mashallah, becoming an alim, or in the maktab also reasonable, quite a bit of Imaniyat is taught. But that it should not just be the theory, the reality of it. And it is a great responsibility of the fathers, parents, that they see that our children are groomed in Iman. And then also in a community, the elders of the community, the ulama, it should be also our fikr all the time that how can this Iman, which is such a great, great treasure which Allah has given us, we look after it, and that whoever leaves this world leaves with this Iman. So it is a great, great ni'mat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So this Iman, it is our going to Jannah, and in this world it is on this Iman that the help of Allah comes to a person when this Iman is there. And at the time of maut, which is a very, very crucial time, and Shaitan makes his utmost effort on the, at that time. And then in the Qabr, it is a matter of Iman again. On the day of Qiyamah, it will be a matter of Iman. And between Jannat and Jahannam is also the matter of Iman. So Allah has given it to us, so to say, free of charge. Even if a person reverts and accepts Islam, really it is also a gift from Allah, that Allah turned his heart in that direction. Alhamdulillah, this past Sunday when there was this little gathering at the Masjid Ansar, and the police came for them, our Mufti Sahib, mashallah, he says, I cried and made dua for the Hidayat. Consequently, one policeman came and he accepted Iman. He read the Shahada. So this is our concern we should have for the whole Ummah all the time. That how can everyone get Iman? It's not just our exclusive right for us. It is for the whole of mankind, for all of jinn. Jinnat, we should make dua also that Allah give them hidayah. And for mankind, dua also, and dua we got no excuse. Everyone can make dua, and we should make at least one dua a day for the hidayah of the whole of mankind, and for jinnat also. So anyway, Allah has given, whether by birth or we were born in a Muslim home. But then this Iman is not just the outside word. It is a reality. It is a power. It is a force. And for that we can see what sacrifices the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum had to make, especially the Makki life, Zindagi. There was just Qurbani. All the time sacrifice. And what sacrifice? Today, unfortunately, we are not prepared just give a little bit of our comforts. The necessities are not there. Just our comforts also we don't want to give up. So for this Qurbani, this Qurbani gets built with, this Iman gets built with Qurbani. Till we don't give this Qurbani, just living in comfort, etc., this reality of the Iman. One is that Iman which we have inherited. We were born in Muslim homes. Then this Iman is an outward form, but the inside and reality of it. When this Iman, Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with it, and it is so delicate and it is so sensitive, as we read, that it can be lost so easily. And today's environment, especially with the cell phone, what things, a message comes and a joke is made about something. Istihza, joking about any aspect of deen, the smallest matter also. The smallest matter is also very big. We say small comparison to the other things in deen. Like Iman, there are 72 branches, the highest of which is La ilaha illallah. And the lowest is to remove something of difficulty, problem from the road, to remove it. So in that, there are the variances of Iman and of deen. But the smallest matter of deen is also a very big matter. So to make a joke about it, to take it lightly, that it is not important, is very, very dangerous. So, and today our iman is at stake, wherever we are. So we have to be very careful about this iman. If we have to lose the iman, we can have the whole world's riches, all the treasures, all the high positions, all the degrees of the world, everything. And if we haven't got iman, we have got really nothing whatsoever. And if a person just got iman and he's got nothing of this dunya, he has got everything. Iman is the most important thing. Then Allah has given it to us. And this month of Ramadan is to nurture this iman, to build this iman. The small sacrifice of roza, small sacrifice of our namazes, of our taraweeh, of one khatam at least of the Quran Sharif. These small things, zikrullah. All this will build this iman. Durood Sharif will make iman very strong. And then following from Durood will come also the love of Sunnah. Sunnahs will come. The love of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. And all this will strengthen iman. So we have to understand that this iman is the greatest asset that Allah Ta'ala has given me. I've got my children, I cherish them, I love them. But in them also the greatest thing is their iman. Minus iman, our children, our wives, our homes also are not zero, they are minus. And they are terrible minus also without iman. So, and also for this, one other little aspect, every guna, Allah make it that we make effort on our deen and we realize that every guna, no matter how small it is the fire of Jahannam. No matter how appealing it appears at this time, looking at a woman, admiring her, that might be enjoying, but really it is the fire of Jahannam. And at that time, when a person, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, when a person is looking at a woman, admiring her, Allah's la'anat is falling on him. The azab of Allah is on that person. And a person is happy when Allah's the fire is encompassing him. He's in blazes of fire, and that person is happy. If iman is there, we'll understand this. If that iman is not there, or at that time it's not there, then we don't understand this. So every guna is a fire of Jahannam. And if it's with kufr, then it is permanent fire of Jahannam. And the fire of Jahannam, we cannot imagine at all. And not only the fire, all the different types of azab that will be in Jahannam. And this is all that kufr. And if a person has to die with kufr on kufr, then permanently in that azab, what azab there will be. People will be heaped one on top of another. People will be fighting and quarreling amongst themselves. Yeah, we might be planning, making gunas. We are helping one another. All the different types of gunas. The real serious gunas, the other gunas, all of them. Yeah, we are helping one another. We are arranging things for it. There, we're just going to be fighting and swearing and cursing one another. And the pus of the people of Jahannam we will have to drink. The food will be the thorny trees of Jahannam. And the intense heat a person cannot imagine. So I try to understand, Allah give me first tawfiq, all of us, that every guna is that fire, is the azab of Jahannam. And every neki, every goodness, yeah, we might find it difficult to do. I'm lazy to do it now. I try and avoid it, but that is the ni'mat of Jannat. It will turn out to be the great, great ni'mat of Jannat. Now, this iman of ours, one aspect is that a person loses his iman and perhaps he doesn't even know. وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. And there are so many things by which we lose our iman and we don't know. It is narrated, a time will come, masjid will be full of musallis, but not a single person will have iman. So we might be carrying on with all our a'mal also. Our tilawat, our everything will carry on. But there isn't iman in the heart. How serious isn't that? So that is that we don't know our iman. You get a message today, something, a joke about so many things people make. If you want to make jokes, there is accommodation in Islam for mizah and for lightheartedness also. But it isn't at the cost of our iman and at the cost of our deen. There are many, many things if you want to, you like to make jokes, you would have more than enough things you can make jokes about. And really, if we realize the reality of the lie of maut, akhirat, the person hasn't really got time for jokes also. It is such a serious matter that a person has, and the amount that we have to accumulate and acquire for Jannat, and this is the only time now. There isn't time really to go into all these things. But there is accommodation for that also. But not at the cost of our iman and our Islam. And today what messages come. And without thinking, we forward the message. We put it on different groups. And we pass it on to other people. Whether our iman is left or not. That is a very serious matter. And especially now, presently, What things we are being tested with our iman. What things people are saying. What we are again just quoting them again, what they are saying. It is so dangerous for our iman. That is one aspect. The other aspect is where, today also unfortunately this is happening more, where voluntarily we are giving up our iman. A person just says, I'm not a Muslim anymore. It's not just a matter of the words that I'm not a Muslim. It is such a, we have to think of the consequences. A person says, I'm not a Muslim, it means that I declare myself to be in the fire of Jahannam forever. So these are not light things. And this is happening so common. So these dangerous conditions come upon us. Previously this was not there. But now, because of various things, one is the education which we are getting, and which is called secular education. And secular education, if we want to use the real word for it, it is atheistic, secular. Secular means minus Allah Ta'ala, where Allah does not feature at all. A secular government, secular education, secular lifestyle is there where Allah does not, is not allowed to come into that equation. And this is what we are all today, we are cherishing it. We are going out of our way to support it for our children. That is the most important thing. And the result of it is the thinking of our thinking has changed now. Now we don't think from an Islamic perspective. We think everything from a dunya's perspective. We think everything for our temporary gain of this dunya. That now, what is the thing now that I have to do for my life now and for my benefit of now? All that we are thinking. And we are not thinking about akhirat, what the consequences will be. So this education. Then with the TV and what things are coming on the TV. The phone and the films that people are watching. We read a novel, we watch a film, even if it is a comedy, even if it is the cartoons for little children, there are satanic messages which are being imparted. And whether we understand or not, we just have the TV on in the house. is just a cartoon there or just a comedy. We are not watching. The housewife is busy doing her work, others, and the TV is just on, but the effect is definitely falling on that whole household. Just as somebody is doing kitab reading, somebody is making dhikr, somebody is making tilawat, nobody else is there, one person is doing it, the effect is falling on the whole household also. So all these things here, the environment that we are, and going on the Google today, which is license for everyone. Everyone got the right. Going on YouTube, and then all the whatever we want to now, whoever's talk we want to listen to, we are watching, we are following it. All this is complete destruction for our iman. And then the consequences are our lifestyle has changed completely. Our thinking has changed. Our language has changed. The people we mix with, who we go to, that has changed. And Islam has been so particular, the Quran Sharif, from the beginning to the end, the life of the Sahaba, the life of our pious people, our own elderly people who we had seen, all of them, they were very particular of the company we keep. Whereas today, that is also, especially at the workplace, when it is at schools and universities, and not necessary to quote, we all know how many incidents at the schools, what our children are going through, at universities, who they are mixing with, and what is being taught is a different thing. But just them, the friends amongst themselves, their discussions, all how much the mind is being polluted, and the mind is being attacked with kufriyat, left, right, and center. So it is very, and for us to undo all that, to stop that, it seems to be difficult, but what we can do, one is dua. And we must see how much am I making dua for my protection, for my children, my family, for the ummah at large, and for the whole of mankind also. And together with that, our children, ourselves, family, how much are we trying to make them understand our, which is simple language, which we overlook it, which is ta'aleem. If we just have ta'aleem regularly, Quran Sharif tilawat in the house, and like in the days we know of the past, that there was always somebody reading Quran Sharif loudly. Not only just reading softly, but in the house, the sound of tilawat used to be there. It used to be there in the morning, it used to be there at night, it was there. And then the ta'aleem carries on in the house. If there is somebody making some zikr, all this is absolutely necessary. Otherwise, our children from the now preschool, once we were traveling one place and there was a note, advert on the side of the road that for the children, that as soon as the child is born, to give them over to a nursery. So the mothers, all that influence, they working in such a way, and they are working more than 24 hours. And the real essence, they also thinking they doing good, teaching the children from the beginning. But shaitan, right at the top, has put this into them, and they themselves don't realize that we are agents of shaitan, and we are working for shaitan. And it has been beautified in such a way that we are working for the benefit of mankind. We want to save lives. We want to give you a comfortable life. We want you to enjoy life. And in that is the complete destruction. And we, on our side, we are just quiet. We are not doing really anything. How much even just dua, how much of dua are we making? Besides that, if we make one mulaqat a day, one person we meet, even if it is over the phone, but the actual thing is per one-on-one. We try and meet one person just for 5 minutes also. And just our niyat be that how deen can come into our, I'm making this mulaqat. Whether in that mulaqat we speak about deen or not, if it's not appropriate at that time. But my niyat is that I want to wean this brother over. Our Muslim sister speaks to a Muslim sister for the sake of deen. And not only for like knowledge of deen, or anything else, but the deen itself must come into our lives. And that is our only solution, when deen will come. So the people who have got deen, if we are not doing that, and on the other side, the people who haven't got deen, they are promoting their things one way. Just take a drive anywhere, the shops which are there, all for dunya. All big sports fields, all for dunya. Big schools, universities, all for dunya. Everything for dunya. For the garden, there are shops also. For the swimming pool, there are shops also. There are experts in all this field. For everything of dunya, so much. And on our side, we are the people who are sitting with haq. And if we see the Sahaba, Allah let me, all of us understand how the Sahaba, they sacrificed everything for deen. Their life was deen. Their families, they sacrificed. Their comforts, they sacrificed. Their sleep, they sacrificed. Everything for the sake of deen. Their hometowns, they sacrificed. Where the Sahaba, most of them, their kubur, are in various parts of the world. In Medina Sharif, very little, much less in Makkah Sharif. Their whole lives they gave away. If we can't reach that level, take that for our inspiration. But how much we can do, we have to do. And then let us appreciate this iman. Make shukr. Shukr is another great, great amal. We should make shukr. Allah gave us tawfiq of asr namaz now. We must make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. We are sitting, as far as we know, we are in a state of iman. Make shukr on this iman. Allah will give us a better level of iman, a more stronger level of iman. Shukr is also one thing that all of us can do, and it's a very great ibadah. But in there also we are very negligent. Very, Allah says Himself, وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ وَقَلِيلًا مَا تَشْكُرُونَ. Very few people make shukr, and those few who do make shukr also, very little they make shukr. And shukr is also something which Allah just loves. So dua, shukr, this at least we make. And then how we can with our children, we make love to them, but in our heart that how deen can come, iman can come into the child. Whatever, buying the child a pair of shoes and buying him some clothes, whatever, to make him happy. I'm playing with him also. My little child, I'm cuddling with the child, playing with the child, but in my heart that how iman can come. That must be the thing, not just for my nafs sake. No, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, usually when a person gets married, he makes lot of love to his wife. But that is for his nafs, for his own, he enjoys it. And in old age, now make love. Now this will be for Allah's sake. Now your desire also, you are gone, you are old person. And now all those things which were at the, when you were young, they are not there anymore. But now make love for the pleasure of Allah. So even if a young person can make love to his wife for the pleasure of Allah, not because of his nafs, not for his own benefit, but for the pleasure of Allah. So Allah give us tawfiq and to make qadr of this iman, to make qadr of our Islam, to make qadr of this great ni'mat which Allah Ta'ala has given us, and how they can come to every person. May Allah make that our fikr, our concern. Like Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali, this was his fikr, lifelong mission. Maulana Yusuf Saab Rahmatullah, great ulama. How many great ulama? Their fikr was just for this, for deen. Today our fikr is more for ourselves. Deen, by the way, we just managed to practice on some aspects of deen. Whereas, the how and deen, jami'u ma jaa bihi rasul. Deen is not, we also just take one aspect as deen. Namaz we are making, I've got deen. My outward appearance is according to sunnat, now I'm in sunnat. And we say also he's a person, he's in sunnat. Just because he's got the outward appearance, that is still far from what actually the sunnat is. Sunnat is so deep and so vast. So just the superficial, the outward, that is not sufficient. Alhamdulillah, we make shukr on that. There is no doubt we have to make shukr on that. But we have to work towards the reality of it, that that comes into us. And those people, like people who are close to deen, those people have to take this now and take it to the other people. And we have to have that concern. And just to sit aloof and just to think that we will do our thing, That is our recipe for our destruction. We have to work on every person. And we can't do everyone, but how much we can. So these are difficult and hard times. And our iman is being tested. Allah, give us tawfiq. We understand the value of this iman. That I can give my life, but my iman I cannot give. And that gunas are our chief enemies. No country is our enemy. No nation is our enemy. Allah uses them against us. And then our mentality is lower than that of a dog also. A dog also knows that stone you threw at it, it doesn't go and bite the stone. It knows the person who threw it. So our halat, conditions are coming from Allah. And Allah is using these other people to come and hurt us, to harm us. We blaming them. We speaking bad about them. We are fighting them. No, we have to, and Allah is not there just to give us problems for no reason. It's our amal that are doing. So our amal we have to correct. And one great weakness, no amar bil ma'ruf, there isn't tabligh in our lives. We don't worry about even our family, our immediate family. The namaz, if somebody didn't make namaz, perhaps we will just pass a remark or something. Or somebody is not dressed correctly, but let them break something in the house, let them damage something in the house, then how much of we take off with them. So Allah give us the value of our iman, the value of good deeds, and the harm of evil, what it is, and to cherish and appreciate this ni'mat of iman, the ni'mat of Islam, all the aspects of Islam, the branches of Islam, every detail, that Allah puts the love of it into our hearts and it becomes our nature, and we make shukr to Allah for all His ni'mat that He has given us. And this month of Ramadan is the month for it, the way Allah brings it to the fore, that all the great bounties Allah has blessed us with in this month. What great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, that we take these ni'mat, bring them into us, and we try and share them with everyone. May Allah give us all tawfiq, guide us to righteousness. Let us live on Iman, Islam, and Allah take us with Iman in Islam.